On this week's Notes from New Orleans, NOLA V's Sharon Litwin peers into the outlook for the state's museums in light of Louisiana's budget constraints. How do we keep the precious historic holdings of the Presbyterian Cabildo safe for the future? I'm sitting here with Mark Tullis, Assistant Secretary for the Office of State Museums. If anyone knows what's in store for the future, it's Mark Tullis. Mark, thanks for stopping by. Our state museums are incredibly wonderful, but it's been, I know, an incredibly difficult year. What's been going on that we should know about?
Well, you're right, Sharon. It has been a challenge, probably the most challenging year we've had in our 108-year history.
Wow.
The real challenge we're facing now, of course, is the budget that we've been left with, and this new administration is struggling with trying to fill this budget gap in revenue that we're going to sense could mean as much as a 30% cut to the state museum. You know, we're hanging on by our fingernails. We're doing a good job with what we've got, but don't think for a minute that we can suffer another major cut, because we've been cut for the past five consecutive years.
So, as you know, as the assistant director of the entire system, how do you approach what you have to do? Because you're going to have to do it.
You know, fortunately, I have a really good team of partners with the Department of Cultural Recreation and Tourism. And so when I sit down with the other assistant secretaries over libraries and parks and tourism, we all look at our problems in a common way. We need to fix this, and the only way to do that is to make sure that the legislature understands what our priorities are in the state. We're holding in trust for the future generations of our state, our state's cultural heritage and these artifacts.
Well, it is particularly sort of ironic as we face the tricentennial 300 years of incredible cultural activity for this entire country that we're facing this, but we are facing this. And so, you know, I just am curious as to whether there are any thoughts of how there could be some public-private partnerships. Is there some kind of an answer where you could do that?
Well, we had this last week, our new board was appointed by the lieutenant governor, and we'll be sitting down with him in the next month. And one of the things that I'm going to push with this new board is something I've been pushing in the past 3 years that I've been here, is that I'd really love for us to build a plan of a public-private partnership with our foundation and our six support groups around the state. I'd love to be able to say 10 years from now that the Louisiana State Museum is state-assisted and not state-supported. To give you a good example, one of our most popular exhibitions in New Orleans was at the old U.S. Mint. It was the New Orleans Jazz Collection. And it's been in storage ever since. And last year when we got our pretty severe budget cut, we had been planning to reinstall that collection. And the staff, of course, marched into the office and they were just, you know, heartbroken. So we met with the foundation, Louisiana Museum Foundation, and we're devising a $5 million campaign to transform the old U.S. Mint into the New Orleans Jazz Museum. And already, we've got a $500,000 in hand. We have a challenge grant out there for $250,000. We're going to make this happen. And this will be the first demonstrative effort from the State Museum's perspective where we've done something major and significant like this that we didn't get it from the state. So I think once we do this, then the community and the state and the supporters and stakeholders in the foundation will say, you know, if we did this, now what can we do? Let's move on and become state assisted, not state supported.
Well, I think that's a grand plan. I really do. I wish you good luck with it. I can't thank you enough for coming out, Mark. I think you're doing a heroic job under incredible circumstances.
Oh,
and hopefully everybody will rise to the occasion and work towards 2018, and it'll be fantastic.
Well, thank you so much.